This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Clippers have numbers if they hurry. Lou is aware. He's on the right wing. He accelerates from the wing to the lane. Stops and pops from five. The shot is good. 123 to 118. Oh my! 31 for Lou. Lou down the middle of the floor. Moves to his left. Stops on the elbow. Fades and fires. He's done it again. Oh my goodness! Lou Williams put the Clippers out in front by seven. An 8-0 run by the Clippers. Timeout Warriors.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Lou Williams put on a show, and though he didn't have as many points as Kevin Durant, he had the last laugh late at Oracle, and the Warriors are now pushed to a game six by the upstart Clippers. Brian Seaman with the calls on the Clippers radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Really excited to talk some NFL draft with you, but right now we are still firmly steeped in the NBA postseason, where we finally have some juice. Pleased to welcome now former NBA champion and longtime NBA small forward, Tracy Murray from Los Angeles. Tracy, great to talk to you after what is a bit of drama in the Western Conference. What's your reaction having seen the Clippers push the Warriors now to a game six?
Well, it just seems like the Clippers are playing a lot more loose on the road, and seems like it might be a little bit more pressure at home to get the job done. Gallinari was definitely aggressive, and he had a better game tonight. I think he mixed his offense up instead of just depending totally on threes. He mixed it up and got to the hole. And what can you say? You know, that two-man game with Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, I mean, that two-man game is hard to stop. And Patrick Beverley being the heart of the team, he really played extremely well in getting all those rebounds tonight.
How would you describe the show that Lou Williams put on?
I've seen that show before, you know, coaching him with the Lakers.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, if you allow Lou Williams to go left, he will kill you every night. And he will get four-point plays. He'll get fouled going to the left. If Golden State can keep him going right, and he scored a lot of buckets in the first half going right, but that's not his comfort zone. If they can continue to keep him going right and kind of limit that pick and roll between him and Montrezl Harrell, they have a shot.
It seems like generally if the Warriors put up 121 points and Kevin Durant has 45 and Steph Curry is 4 of 5 from downtown, the Warriors win. And yet their defense gave up so much in the paint. What would you change about that defense or about the way they're playing it?
Well, they didn't come out with the proper energy at the beginning of the game. The Clippers came out desperate. And, you know, when their backs are against the wall, it's the hardest thing to do, especially when you have veterans on the other team, is to close a team out. They're fighting for their season lives here. And you have Gallinari, you have Lou Williams, Garrett Temple, Montrezl Harrell. These guys understand what's at stake. And then you got the young kids running around out there not knowing what's at stake, and they're playing extremely loose. So when you have that combination of young and veterans playing on the same page and they're well coached with Doc, you know, it's going to be hard to shut them out. It's going to be hard to close them out.
I always wonder how much experience matters. So you mentioned the combination there of guys who've been in this position before and guys who've never been on the stage and are relatively clueless about it. Does the experience matter that much, Tracy?
The experience matters a lot. They can teach the young kids and put them in positions to succeed. The young kids right now, you just want them to play hard, play loose. They're not knowing what's a good shot or a bad shot at this point, but you don't want to tighten them up at all. You want Shamet to shoot loose out there. You want Shea to come out there and play as loose as he's been playing. You need that productivity from the young players. And then the veterans, they're the leaders. You just follow their lead.
Tracy Murray is a former NBA champion with the Houston Rockets, spent 12 years in the NBA, and he's with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So the Rockets are a completely different version now, and their game is so different. Of course, every NBA team is different now, but they've advanced to the second round, are awaiting the winner of Clippers-Warriors. What do you think of their game with James Harden and obviously Chris Paul, but so reliant on the three-point shot, Tracy?
Right. I mean, we relied on the three-point shot a lot, too, when we played, but we worked inside out through Hakeem Olajuwon. You know, when you had a monster like that, he was going to get double-teamed. And, you know, we were all around the perimeter able to knock down three-point shots. So we did, too. It's just a little bit different with them doing it off of pick and rolls and working outside in. But Harden, he's just so good at that high pick and roll. You go underneath it, he's going to knock down the three. You get caught up on the screen at all, he's either going to snake the pick and roll and get to the cup, or he's going to come off that pick and roll and get downhill. And he's going to draw a lot of attention. He's either going to finish, he's going to throw the lob, or he has three-point shooters along the three-point line. And I mean, it's a dangerous team offensively. You know, Capella, the way he rolls down the lane, just like Montrezl Harrell does, looking for lobs, looking to dunk. But that Houston Rockets team, and then you have Chris Paul, who's a leader, and you know, he's very experienced in his own right.
They rightfully so get criticized for the defense, and earlier in the year was more about the injuries. But in this particular game, they had both a dozen blocks and a dozen steals. How dangerous, how lethal can that defense be?
Now, if their defense is playing like that, then they're going to be a hard team to beat. Even with Golden State playing against them, that they will be a hard team to beat, because if you can't score on them, you're definitely going to have a hard time stopping them. So if both sides of the court is working, that's a tough matchup.
Before we talk about some of the other series that are going on, I'm always really impressed with the job that Doc Rivers does, but I feel like in this particular case, the fact that the roster changed so much, but it's an even better coaching job for him, I feel like, this year, because it's been so much turnover and he's the constant. So you're in Los Angeles. What does he do that keeps teams together like this?
I don't know what he's doing, but I totally agree with you. I think he needs to possibly be the coach of the year this year. Because when you're this feisty and pushing the champs to the brink, and you don't have guys that are closers on your team, you don't have max players on your team, and you're reaping havoc out there. Now, could you imagine how scary they're going to be if they can keep this team together and then add two max players?
And that's what their goal is for sure in the offseason.
Oh, the way they're playing is going to attract some max players to that team. They're going to be in L.A., and they're going to be playing with a team that plays extremely hard and is well coached.
And again, you've got the Rockets now awaiting either the Clippers or the Warriors in the second round. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, and former NBA champ Tracy Murray, who was with the Rockets, but also spent some time with other clubs like the Toronto Raptors. And you were an assistant coach with the Lakers for a stretch. What's your reaction to the changes that they've made, or the changes that, I guess, even if they haven't made them, Magic Johnson being a big change?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Lakerland that's not very positive right now. Hopefully, they can get that ship going into the right direction, because growing up here in Los Angeles, being a Laker fan as a kid, playing for them for a year and coaching for them for a year, you know, I got that purple and gold running through my blood. So I would love to see them get that ship going into the right direction.
In your opinion, knowing the climate of the NBA the way that you do, but also having spent some time in that organization, is LeBron James still a big draw for free agents?
Well, it takes a special free agent to be able to play with LeBron James, because he has the ball in his hands all the time. And people got to understand that he is a natural distributor. So, okay, who do we bring in? We don't bring in another guy that needs to have the ball in their hands like LeBron. We need to bring in guys that can play off of LeBron. So you look up and down at the free agency, you look at Klay Thompson. You look at doing a deal to get Anthony Davis, because those two guys make sense with LeBron. I don't know if anybody else, and you already know that Kyrie can play with them. Mm-hmm. They've already figured that out and won a championship. Will Kyrie want to come back and play with him again? That's something to think about, too. So it's going to be interesting this summer.
It is, even though we still have a couple months now of the postseason. So, Tracy, in the Eastern Conference, we're left with the top four seeds. They all move on to the next round and will now do battle against one another. Who stands out as a team right now that's playing really good basketball?
Well, the Raptors are playing well, and Milwaukee. I'm really surprised at the job that they're doing up in Milwaukee. I mean, they've been doing it all year and sustaining it. They took care of business, you know, got their situation done. So did the Raptors. There's been a lot of criticism with the Raptors, you know, having struggles in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kawhi, you have Danny Green, you have some experienced guys that's gone far in the playoffs on your team. You have Marc Gasol. So you have more experienced guys on this team. The roster is different from those teams in the past that they were criticizing that couldn't go as far. So it's going to be real interesting to see what they do. The Celtics, they've taken care of their situation, so did Philly. So the East now, the top four teams that everybody's been talking about, they're set up to do battle, and it's going to be a wild, wild East for them.
As a small forward, that's technically the position that Giannis plays. How would you defend him if that was your assignment?
Well, how I would defend him, I would have to have him beat me from behind the three-point line. And that's tough to do when he has the ball in his hands. He has good ball handling skills. He's coming off of pick and rolls. He's getting downhill into the paint, and his Euro steps and one-two steps are extremely long. So it's difficult to just exclusively keep him behind the three-point line, but you would have to have great help defense that's going to step up and either trap him or at least hedge out there to keep him behind that three-point line while you go underneath the pick and meet him on the other side. I mean, I would go underneath the pick on him all the time and force him to shoot jump shot.
Mm. Every now and then he connects on one, but you're right, he prefers to be closer to the hoop.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a great finisher. Anything in that paint, you can forget about it. He'll find a way to get it in the bucket. But, yeah, you got to force him to shoot jump shots, especially off the dribble.
Tracy Murray spent a dozen years in the NBA, was a champion with the Rockets in 95, also part of Team USA and won a bronze medal with UCLA Hoops now as an analyst. It's great to have you on the show, especially following an exciting night of basketball. Tracy, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.